Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers. I'm your host, Allison Bachman. I'm so excited to have such a special guest today. She's been such a wonderful light to so many people. You know, often when I do numerology readings and I feel that crystal therapy would be really beneficial for my client to help balance out their energy, I often refer my clients to this wonderful lady. She always treats my clients with the best of care, and she just gives wonderful service. My special guest today is Christy Huggins, and let me tell you a little bit about her. Christy is the author of The Gemstone Healing Guide, a Healing Apothecary, which is a comprehensive crystal resource that can be used to assist with a variety of physical and emotional issues, as well as those that can enhance your inner self, higher self, and help improve your life. Additional articles in the book show you how to use your intuition to shop for, cleanse, restore, recharge, and protect your healing crystals. It's a very easy-to-use book. It even has several blank note pages so you can write down your favorite combinations and make personal notations. This book is distributed both wholesale and retail through Moon Cave Crystals. Now, Christy also owns and operates mooncavecrystals.com, which is just one of my favorite websites. She created it 4 years ago as a way to connect with others to share their personal love of crystals at an affordable price. And she gives great personalized customer service that everyone deserves. Christy uses her own intuition to assist each individual in their crystal choices. She helps provide counsel, information. She even does workshops and courses so that they, too, can become confident in learning how to utilize their own intuition for choosing future crystal companions. Hi, Christy. Welcome to Visible by Numbers.
Hi, Allison. Thank you for having me.
Well, I am delighted to have you. Now, before I get to the big, long list of questions that I have for you, I just want to let our listeners know, if they have any questions, how to call in. So just give me a second here.
Okay.
Then I'm going to start to grill you.
So.
Okay. Okay. There's a big reason why I brought together a numerologist and a crystal expert today. In numerology, when we look at your date of birth, it identifies challenges that you came to overcome. Challenges deal with important life lessons that the soul seeks in order to elevate its consciousness. It is in the challenges that we overcome our weaknesses. Now, we are going to be accepting phone calls from our listeners where, if you'll give me your date of birth, I can identify your specific life challenges based on your numerology. And Christy is here to suggest a crystal or a stone that can assist you in overcoming your challenges. So you are welcome to call in. We can do this for you. Or if you have any questions in general about numerology or crystals, we would be happy to answer them. The toll-free number is 1-877-876-5227. Again, that number is toll-free, 1-877-876-5227. Now, to my guests. Okay, Christy.
I'm ready.
Okay, for our listeners, just in general,
mm-hmm.
You know, can you give them a little bit of an explanation as to just how do crystals help us?
Well, a very simple explanation would be that it is my belief that everything is energy. Energy is very vibratory in nature. We each have our own unique vibrational frequency, and the frequency may shift or change depending on where we are at that particular moment. We can use the crystal energy to help raise our energy vibration, to lower it, or help maintain it. For instance, if you wanted to do meditation and you wanted something to help raise your vibration to get you to that meditation space, you would want to choose a crystal that had a higher vibration that would help you raise your vibration to get to that space that you wanted to be in. And if you wanted to lower your vibration, if you were unfocused or unsettled, what I like to call pinging against the walls, you need something to help ground and balance your energy, you would want to choose a stone that would help you lower that vibration. That's just a couple of ways that we can actually utilize crystals.
Oh, I know about the pinging. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now, What motivated you, you know, to write your own book about crystals?
I have a funny story about that. I made somebody laugh last night anyway. When I started working with crystals 4 years ago, I would research specific issues for clients using the books that I had available at the time. And I found that most books would list the issues in the back of the book, and then I would have to go and look up each page number individually to find that crystal name that corresponded with the issue that I was trying to work with. So I'd have one finger in the back of the book. I'd have other fingers holding places in the book where the crystals were listed, and it actually left me with no fingers to write with. So I began to make a compilation of my own notes and research, and I wrote it in a way that was very easily accessible. For example, if you were looking for crystals to assist with arthritis, in most books you would have to do that finger dance. You have to go back and forth between the index and the actual crystal listing. My books made the process simpler because it's divided into three main categories: physical healing, emotional healing, and higher self. And so using the example of arthritis, you would simply go to the physical healing section, look up arthritis in the alphabetized pages, and all of the crystals that can help you with arthritis will be listed in one column.
That
for me is a much simpler way to do it.
Oh, it's much more practical. I've done the finger dance myself.
Yeah.
I know, when you're talking about that, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really practical. That's great.
Yeah, and I believe in simple, so that would be much
keeping
simpler
it
way.
Simple, yeah. Unless you want to be a crystal expert, you know. You just need something that just tells you what you need, and it sounds like that's perfectly written.
Yeah, it's an easy little handy reference book.
Right. Well, how do you go about, like, I know that I send you my clients, and generally speaking, I kind of know what crystal would be good for them, but I kind of leave it in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
How do you go about choosing a crystal for someone?
Well, for me, it's really a three-part process. I think listening is the most important. I tend to ask a lot of questions. I'll listen to the client, what they want to accomplish, what areas they want help in. And sometimes we discuss different aspects of the issue, or they may feel comfortable enough to give me background. So that helps me with the listening issue. I also tend to pick up basic energies in some cases, things like stress or anger or frustration, joy or love. Those come through real easily, so that kind of gives me an idea of how that client is feeling at that moment. And while I'm listening or reading my emails, I will write down impressions, you know, crystals that may come to me as I'm listening. Or I will take some time after the conversation to sit and listen to my intuition to see what presents itself. A lot of times, while I'm filling the order, I'm just simply led to something that I'm supposed to put in there.
Right.
So I never question or doubt it. I just do it because it seems to be the right thing to do.
Well, I've done your numerology chart, and I will say that you're perfectly qualified to use that wonderful intuition and psychic ability that you have. That's a great way to put it to use.
Yeah.
Now, do you, like, outright recommend a person, you know, recommend a crystal to people, or do they, what if they come to you with something you don't think it's going to work for them? How do you go about handling that?
I would usually say to them, that I would also offer these stones as, you know, alternatives. I do believe that everyone, no matter if they think they have intuition or not, everyone is gifted with this amazing tool. So if they bring me something and they say, this is what I've got, I will, if I don't agree or if I think something could be utilized better, I will say, that's a wonderful crystal you have. However, I'd like you to consider these as well, or consider this one to work in conjunction with the one you have.
Right.
And that way it keeps their self-empowerment intact, and it also allows me to kind of put some suggestions to them. And it's their choice whether they decide to use it or not, but it still helps me get some information in there that they may be able to use.
Well, I think what amazes me the most about, well, not only your knowledge of crystals, but it amazes me with the amount of personal service that you give, you know, that you actually take the time to talk to people and get those impressions and help them to find the right crystal. I know that I personally appreciate putting you know, people into your hands, mm-hmm. you know, and know that you're going to do a great job for them.
And I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, two people working hand in hand here, I guess.
Absolutely.
Okay, let me ask you something, because, you know, you mentioned and you touched on it before
mm-hmm.
When you were talking about books and,
right.
you know, how all these, there's so many crystal books out there. I mean, sometimes it's hard to decide where to start, but,
right.
you know, you'll be reading about one particular stone, and it's talking about its healing properties, and it's
mm-hmm.
giving a list a mile long.
Right.
Not in the same categories, even. It's just all over the ballpark. It can do this, 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 this. I mean, how do you know, how do you make that determination if one, you can probably give an example better than me of a particular crystal, but how do you know when you're reading that one crystal does so many things, which one is it best for?
You know, I think, first of all, what I tell everybody that goes into a shop to choose a crystal is, please, try not to read the book first. Go into the store, walk around, pick up crystals that you're drawn to, and then if you feel like you need to go read the book and see if it matches what you were looking for, perfectly okay. As far as the books go, they're very general. It's like the astrology readings that you get in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a very general thing for everyone that may be a Cancer. And the books are the same way. They, each person is so individualized, and each
mm-hmm.
person has such a unique energy signature that, in general, these stones would probably work for them. But I think that we can get even deeper into it and find one that absolutely will, based on their energy frequency, what they're going through, that type of thing. So I think the books have to be real general,
mm-hmm.
you know, and especially when people are first starting out. That's how I started. I mean, I had tons of books, and it was very confusing. So I would actually read the books and look at a crystal and go, oh, that sounds interesting, and that's what I'd base my choice on.
Right.
Just because I guess that's an intuition at work as well. But it is very confusing, and I think that anybody that wants to really get to their particular issues really needs to do some research.
Mm-hmm.
Or just hold the crystals, see which one feels good to them, see
mm-hmm.
which one, you know, draws their attention the most, go with that one.
Okay. I think it's really interesting. I've talked to some people that just getting into crystals and starting to investigate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what would you say? You know, there's always going to be somebody that's just so enthusiastic that purchases, you know, like a pocketful of
yes.
crystals to carry around. I mean, the more the merrier.
Right.
Now, what would you say to someone that, you know, kind of went a little overboard?
I would say what I like to do every day is I have a bowl, and one of my customers actually talked to me this. She puts all of her crystals in a bowl, and in the morning when she wakes up, she closes her eyes and she picks out one crystal to carry with her that day. Makes your pockets a lot lighter. And you can really focus on that one crystal and how it will help you throughout the day.
Right.
I do have people that say, you know, people tell me not to carry all these crystals together and their energy will be bad. No. Nothing like that. You can carry as many crystals as you want, as long as you know, are in good shape.
Yeah.
To where you have, you know, you can carry all the weight, but you can carry as many as you want. I like just picking the one a day because it really helps me focus.
Right.
On that particular one, how it's right. going to assist me throughout the day.
Right.
So for me, that, again, is simpler.
Yeah. You do offer, or you have a means through your website to actually, let's say if a person wanted to wear a crystal, such as in a necklace or a bracelet,
right.
you know, something that's a little bit easier to remember to
mm-hmm.
keep on your person. Because it is important to keep it in your energy space, in your
Absolutely.
Aura. It's important to carry the crystal with you, to have it interact with your aura. But I know that you said that you have someone or you have a means of creating jewelry or taking, if they pick a particular stone, having it wrapped so they can wear
yes.
it.
Yes. I have a customer and a good friend. Her name is Kim, and she has Kim's Jewels. She does have an online website, and
mm-hmm.
you can access it through my links page, and she does marvelous, wonderful wrapping. What we normally do is someone will come to me and pick a crystal, like you've recommended someone to come to me. I'll assist them with the crystal, and if they want it wrapped, I'll say, I've got this great lady.
Mm-hmm.
She does marvelous wrapping, and so we just kind of make you know, everything work right there. And once I choose the crystal, I send it off to Kim.
Mm-hmm.
She does her marvelous wrapping job, and she sends it directly to the customer.
That's just wonderful.
It is.
Now, your website, again, mm-hmm. and just in case people are tuning in or listening.
Sure.
Christy's website is www.mooncavecrystals.com. And you can also find the information about Christy in the show information on the BBS page next to Visible by Numbers if you want to specifically click on it there. Okay. I love the idea of having it in jewelry. You know, I think I told you that I found this beautiful, small, rutilated quartz pendant that actually had a hole drilled in it at a rock show.
Mm-hmm.
My husband's a geologist, so I got dragged to it. But
yay.
Yeah. But I found it, and I just fell in love with it. And it's just amazing to me that I happened to be at another show a couple weeks later, and there was a girl that was making jewelry, and she was kind enough to wrap it and to make it so that I could wear it in a necklace.
Oh,
and
nice.
It just seemed as though that was supposed to be my stone for that particular time in my life, because it really, I was working on issues with my own self-worth, and the related quartz just really, I wore it like forever. And then finally, the actual necklace broke, and so I couldn't wear it anymore. And this is another thing that I think is very interesting, that that when it's time, when you don't need it anymore, sometimes you lose the crystal. Is this true? Do you find this to be true?
I call them going on walkabouts. I really think that when you are done with that crystal for that particular moment, sometimes they break in two. Sometimes they totally disappear. You know, sometimes you just can't find it. It just kind of goes away.
Okay.
If you need it again, it may show up. I have had one crystal in particular that is not mine show up in front of my computer one morning. And mm-hmm. I still have him. I don't know where he came from, but it's a beautiful lightning-edged quartz, you know, and I thought, wow, okay, somebody's gone on a walkabout here and ended up here. But, you know, I think that when you don't need them anymore, you intuitively know that.
Right, right.
You know, so, and I always keep them. I
right.
don't need them later down the
right.
line. But,
right, right.
Yeah.
I just thought that was interesting that
yeah.
that it broke and I couldn't wear it anymore. But I had also, you know, achieved so much along the lines of self-worth.
Absolutely.
So it was time.
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to ask you because, you know, this is a lot of different information.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of it's the same, having to do with storing, cleansing,
right.
recharging your crystals. I was wondering if you would just take some time here and explain it to all of us how we best do this.
You know, I always tell everyone there is no right way, there is no wrong way, there's just your way. I really think that cleansing techniques should be very simple. You can basically smudge. You can lay them out in the full moon. You can sit them on another crystal. It's a very simple process. It doesn't have to be this 12-step elongated ritualistic type of thing. You want to have some concerns because I tell people rinse them under tepid water or purified water, but there are certain crystals that don't respond well to that, so you have to be kind of careful with that.
Right.
Sunshine, the same thing. There are a lot of crystals that love the full sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
There are others that will fade, so you
right.
have to, again, be careful there.
Right.
But I think it's just a very simple process. People always tell me here that when they receive my crystals, they have this wonderful energy, and I always kind of giggle because I never cleanse them. They all cleanse each other.
Oh.
Because they're all around each other all the time.
Right.
So the energy is constantly flowing and constantly cleansing. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I don't really do anything special.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will take my personal crystals out to the full moon because that's my absolute favorite. And I do that like once every 3 months because I have lots of crystals and it takes all day to put them all out. So I only do it once every 3 months. But yeah, I mean, I think for me the simplest is the best.
Right, right.
As far as charging crystals, same thing. You can actually sit your crystals on a large quartz or selenite cluster
mm-hmm.
or a selenite log. That will help recharge your crystals.
Mm-hmm.
The smudging, the full moon, will do the same thing. It not only cleanses, but it does recharge your crystals.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that those are just the simplest ways. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say that you have to, when you get a new crystal, you know, do your cleansing and then program it.
Right.
And, you know, personally, again, simple is better for me.
Right.
It already knows what you need. Your energy is already bonded. It's in your auric field, so it knows.
Right.
So I don't think it needs to be any long 12-step process.
Okay, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
That's a really good answer. I know that I was telling you in one of our conversations about my mother, who mm-hmm. I had given some grounding stones for, because she has a tendency to be rather hyper at times.
Yes.
And she, of course, she's not a young woman. She's 76 years old, and to have someone embrace the idea of the possibilities of energy coming from crystals at that age was just a wonderful thing.
Absolutely.
And she started carrying them around with her. My favorite story is my sister was driving her from Pennsylvania back, from visiting me in Pennsylvania back to New York, where we come from and where they live,
mm-hmm.
and the car broke down. And I had just, before my mother left, given her some grounding stones and told her she had to start carrying them in her pockets, not okay. leaving them all over the house, to try to keep them on her person. And they were driving home, and the car broke down. Now, ordinarily, under these circumstances, my mother would have been off the wall. I mean, very difficult. She would have not been very happy camper.
Yeah.
And my sister Kathy was absolutely amazed at how calm she was, how she sat very quietly and read her book. While it took 2 hours to get this car fixed, and normally she would have been stomping up and down and, you know, being very concerned about how much time it was taking. And she was very calm, very relaxed, totally content, and that's just, to me, amazing.
It is. Absolutely.
It is amazing. One thing I wanted to talk about, too, and let our listeners know, is that you also teach a workshop.
Yeah.
Did you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. I've written a home study course, which you can either order online and take at your home, at your convenience, or I also do workshops. It's called the Stepping Stones to Crystal Basics, the Crystal Communication Course. And what it does is it teaches you how to communicate and dialogue with your own crystals. I use some fun and simple exercises, and that helps each person to identify their own energy
mm-hmm.
and find their own unique communication tools so they can utilize their crystals to the mm-hmm. fullest potential. So I think the part I love best about the course is how it self-empowers each person.
Mm-hmm.
It empowers them to trust their intuition, trust their own guidance, and that really is my ultimate goal in doing the workshops and the course.
Well, I've heard some really good things about the workshop, Christy.
Thank you.
Let you know. Okay, now I'm going to just take a minute, just in case anyone has joined us, to let you know that this is Allison Bachman, and I have a special guest here today named Christy Huggins. I'm a numerologist, and she's a crystal expert. And what we will be taking calls from listeners. You can call about any questions you might have for numerology, or even if you have a question about your crystals, I'm sure Christy would be very happy to answer your questions. But also, too, if you want to give me your date of birth holds some information in it about certain challenges that you face at certain times in your life. And sometimes people can have one challenge, just one single challenge throughout life. Sometimes you can have four different challenges. But you definitely do have certain weaknesses that's written in your numerology chart for you to overcome during your lifetime. So one of the reasons I brought Christy is I often recommend to my clients that, you know, the use of crystals sometimes can help you with things such as your self-esteem, or help you with grounding if that's something that you need. It can help you with your challenges. So you're more than welcome to call with your date of birth, and I can actually look up your challenges. I can calculate them real quick. And then we can ask Christy what would be the best crystal for you. So if anyone is interested in giving us a call, just give me a second. I'm going to find that number, and you can give us a call. Hold on. Of course, Allison lost the number. Just 2 seconds. It's 1-877-876-5227. It's a toll-free number. Again, that number is 1-877-876-5227. Now, Christy, I really want to get to the challenges
uh-huh.
according to the numbers.
Sure.
And what I will do is I'm just going to tell you the number of the challenge, if a person happens to have this challenge, and how it might affect them.
Okay.
And we can go down through the numbers, and maybe you can tell us what would be a really good crystal or stone that this person might benefit from carrying.
Okay.
If a person has a one challenge, quite often there's a lack of self-worth.
Right.
They're basically working on self-love. And this can affect them in many, many ways. You know, they can be unable to stand up for themselves or maybe not have confidence issues. Really, they really need to choose confidence, really. And there's a lot of things that they're overcoming, perhaps having to do with their past, with the influences of other people's opinions on them. So it's all about self-worth and self-love. What crystal or stone would you recommend for this?
I would definitely go with something in the pink family because that is such a universal love stone. You could go with something like rhodonite, which is unconditional love of self.
Oh, that
gives you balance, gives you a calm assurance about yourself.
Uh-huh.
Or you could go with something like morganite, which mm-hmm. is one of the higher love vibration stones that there is.
Right.
Even rose quartz. You know, rose quartz and green adventuring is a wonderful combination for self-worth and self-love.
Well, that's great. All right. Let's go on to two then.
Okay.
Now, generally speaking, when someone, and this goes not only for the challenge, but also for those of you that are listening that maybe were born on a 2 day, like the 2nd or the 20th, even the 22nd, sometimes the 22 being a master number, an 11 certainly, but you're oversensitive. You're actually very susceptible to your environment, to picking up energy in your environment. And the challenge of a 2 challenge is just being so oversensitive, susceptible to peer pressure, self-sacrificing to keep the peace, empathic to the point where sometimes they can't discern their own emotions from other people's emotions, or the energy that they pick up around them has a tendency to play on their nerves. What stones would you recommend for someone with a 2 challenge?
Well, I really like goldstone. It deflects unwanted energies. It's a protection type of stone.
Mm-hmm.
And that will help keep others' emotions and others' energies kind of away from your actual energy field so you don't take in, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of other people's stuff. And that helps you also discern what's yours and what's not yours. Black tourmaline is an excellent stone. It helps to block that emotional energy from others. It helps you understand your energy more.
Mm-hmm.
Or even something like snowflake obsidian,
mm-hmm.
which will also do that. It will help kind of keep other people's energy at bay so that you can sit with your own energy and not have to sit with everyone else's. And it also helps you as far as peer pressure and being oversensitive because it allows you to really understand your own energy. And that really is helpful in that case.
And that sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm writing a few down.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not above getting free advice, okay?
That's okay. I have lists. I'll mail them to you.
Mail me the list. Okay. All right. The next challenge, if a person has a 3 challenge, you know, quite often this is like repressing the inner child.
It's right.
Not being able to express themselves. It's almost like they inhibit their own creativity. They could be too serious, no joy,
right.
or unable to focus or discipline themselves even sometimes. They can almost be too frivolous. It really can go to extremes.
Mm-hmm.
So given a 3 challenge, what stones would you recommend for that?
I really like Herkimer diamonds. Not only do they assist in clearing out that type of energy, but it clears out those unconscious fears and those repressions that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps you understand them and be able to release them. So that's a really, really good one. Anything that's in the blue family will help you to actually be creative and be able to express yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Something like angelite, which enhances creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Or azurite, which opens up those creative abilities.
Mm-hmm.
Chrysocolla, which also inspires creativity.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have a lot of stones like that, and then you can go to more grounding stones if you need the focus or the discipline to be enhanced. things like hematite or lodestone, which both enhance focus, discipline, they have promote motivation. So things like that would actually help you in those areas to really open yourself up to that creativity and find that focus.
Good. All right. Excellent. Okay. We're going to move on to the four challenge. Sometimes, you know, if you have a four challenge, you can be, actually be too serious and self-limiting to the point where, you know, you make up so many rules in your life that you actually make your life unhappy. And the other opposite of that can actually be total lack of discipline, meaning
right.
that you just aren't disciplined at all and won't, you know, won't abide by any rules. So what would you suggest maybe for four?
I like rainforest rhyolite.
Can you say that again?
Rainforest rhyolite.
Rhyolite.
R-H-Y-O-L-I-T-E.
Mm-hmm.
It really eliminates that distraction and procrastination, which leads to your lack of discipline. You can use something like aquamarine, which teaches you to lighten up. And it also teaches you not to judge others, just be in the moment. Citron is another one. It's a really great one. It provides for that attitude of self, non-judgment of others, but to just be playful, lighten up a little bit, yeah.
Okay. All right. I know a few people in the family, I might hear that. No, I'm just, all right, sorry, didn't mean that. All right. You know who you are. Okay. One thing I'm noticing here as we're going down through the numbers, you know, that there is somewhat of a relationship between the numbers themselves and chakras. That's well known, and a lot of the stones that you're giving, the colors correspond to the actual numbers. And so, you know, this just goes along with that everything is interrelated, whether it's the crystals or whether it's the colors of auras, the colors of numbers, numbers themselves, all this energy, they're all speaking, they're saying the same thing. It's just they're finding that information in a different place, and I find this fascinating.
Yeah.
How you're giving the colors for the certain numbers. Okay, let's talk about the five challenge. Now, the five challenge can have, these people can have problems with communication. They can also be too eager to move on rather than to stick with something, you know, because the fives really are very much about freedom and, not being restricted in any way, but sometimes they actually can hurt themselves because they don't stay around long enough to see if something's going to work. Fives also have a problem sometimes with addictions, obsessive behavior, and also with fear. So we're looking for your recommendations for a five challenge.
I like crimsonite.
Hold on a second, Christy.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
I hear you. Who's
calling? Sorry?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Allison. Can I help you?
Hey, Allison. It's Jan. How are you?
Hi, Jan. I'm fine. How are you?
Okay, I didn't mean to interrupt you while you were talking on the radio, but when Christy had mentioned the stone that vibrates you, helps with meditation and vibrates your crystal, helps you raise your level, which crystal was that?
Christy, you want to take that question?
Yeah, I didn't actually list a crystal, but I can list some for you. You could use something like kyanite, which will help you raise your vibration. You could use iolite, selenite, anything that you want to go in the blue, purple, white, gold.
It's really hard to hear you, honey.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I talking loud enough now?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, you could use something like kyanite or selenite, anything in the blue, purple, white, or gold type of area. Those
okay.
are all very high vibrational stones.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks
you have
for
a great day.
Okay, I think you were discussing the five?
Yes.
Is that where we were? Okay.
Yes, we were.
I need a grounding stone so I know where I am half the time. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, for the five, when you were talking about.
And I guess maybe talk up a little louder in case people are having a hard time hearing you. Okay, Christy?
Okay,
I'll give it
my shot.
All right.
On five, you were talking about problems with communication and obsessive behavior, fear, that type of thing. Kyanite is a really good one that stimulates communication. You could use sodalite, which also helps you to express yourself with clarity. You could use something like lapis lazuli, which you could also opens one up to speak their truth.
Hi, this is Allison Bachman. Apparently we have some issues with our phone lines, and we've lost Christy. And we will be unable, I guess, at this time to take any call-ins. So, you know, the whole gist of our program was to discuss the different challenges and have Christy give us some recommendations for the challenges. But, you know, I'll do my best to try to limp along here. We were discussing the five, and we were getting ready to move on to the sixth challenge. Now, you know, I don't know if I was really clear about the challenges for you all so that you understand what goes on with the challenges. So maybe I'll just take a moment and I'll discuss that. The challenge number is derived from your date of birth, and this number tells us what the soul has undertaken to elevate its consciousness. The challenge deals with important life issues that the soul seeks. It's in the challenges that we turn our weaknesses into strength. So everyone has challenges written in their numerology chart. And I've tried to stress to you just how incredibly accurate the numerology, the numbers are. And quite often when I do numerology for people, and it's such a healing thing when you explain to them that perhaps for an entire lifetime their biggest challenge in life was to overcome something like their self-worth, to learn how to love themselves, to choose to be confident. And it is an amazing thing to be able to deliver that information found in the numerology chart to a client or to someone to help them understand. Because once you know exactly what it is that you are working on in this lifetime, it just makes it so much easier to start walking in that direction to try to overcome it. Now, when we, you know, we look at the numerology, we have to understand, you know, we have to take our ego and kind of set it aside, you know. Our souls, what it has planned, it's not like the material and earthly view that we might have. You know, we might think that you might want to judge your life by success with such things like love and money, career, maybe even fame, but our soul really...
Hello? We can get you on the other line and take call-ins again if you want to do that. It just came back. It's the strangest thing.
Okay.
Again, there's a lot of things that have been happening in the area, from broken fiber optic lines to the fires to the what's been occurring with the power company. They had to put a brand new transformer in on a pole with a new pole at 1 a.m. with the fire department, and like must have been 30 people. 1 a.m. at my house replacing the transformers and everything.
Right.
With ultra and modern ones. It's just very strange what's going on, but it seems every now and again we're having weird little things occur, and this is just another one of them. So bear with us, and we're going to come off the air here and put you on the other line.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Allison Bachman, and I'm back again. As I said, we're just experiencing some phone difficulties, but at least now I'm able to take calls if anyone might want to call in and perhaps have me do some numerology on them. I can do some calculations using your date of birth,
And from that, I can identify what your challenges are in life. And, you know, at least from talking to me, you'll be able to identify what they are and maybe set you down the path of overcoming them. That toll-free number is 1-877-876-5227. Again, that number is 1-877-876-5227. And I'm sorry.
Hello. Hi. I've been listening to your show. So sorry to have you have technical difficulties.
Well, we're trying here.
For all it's worth, I had trouble getting to bring up the radio station so that I could listen to it today. It took several tries, and then I was finally able to get through. So technical difficulties all around, I guess.
Right.
But I was just calling in. I was really interested in to learn more about the numbers, and Christy was fascinating about the stones and the crystals, and I myself have started to delve into the crystals, and I can tell you they really work. My mother is one of those people who is not the most patient person in the entire world, and recently I was bringing her back from Pennsylvania, and we lost the brakes on 81, and the angels were tapping at my heart, and I knew we had to get off the road. Now, a 15-minute wait in a restaurant is about all she can take, and we had to wait 2 hours for the car to be repaired, sitting in a car in a town that we didn't know. And my sister, bless her soul, had given her a bunch of crystals to put in her pocket that day for the ride, and it was a miracle because she never once got upset or impatient. She was calm and in a really great mood. And if nothing else, that just made me believe more in the crystals. And I was really interested in listening to you talk about the different numbers of people.
Did you want me to look at your challenges?
Yes, I would. Now, my birthday is 1-27-51.
Hold on. And you said 51?
Yep.
Okay. Just give me a second. Technical difficulties all the way around. Okay.
While you're getting ready to get that information
right
together for
just
me,
a second.
I would like to ask, I have a twin sister. Because we were both born on the same day, we would have different numbers, wouldn't we?
Hold on. I'm having a hard time hearing you, but I do have your challenges up. And you have three different number challenges. Early on in life, you have an 8 challenge. In the middle part of your life, early on in life, it's probably from birth to age 30. Then from probably 30 to 39, you're under the influence of a 2 challenge. And your overall life challenge is a 6, and the challenge that you're in right now is a 6. So what I can tell you is that there's a lot of issues with family that surrounds you with this challenge, especially it's an overall life challenge, certainly throughout your life, but it does not go away. It's something that's going to be with you, and you definitely need to work on it. You will have problems with relationships, specifically with dear loved ones and family members. So perhaps maybe being a little bit idealistic about perfect relationships, because no relationship is perfect. And the 6 has a tendency to really want everything, especially having to do with relationships, to be perfect. So sometimes you have to count your blessings instead of what's wrong. Take a look at what's right. And this challenge also could have to do with not meddling. You know, sometimes because the 6 wants so much to love and to care for and to nurture their family and their children, sometimes they rush in, where
really, it's better to step back and allow that person to learn their lesson. Sometimes it's better to just be supportive and not fix the problem.
Not fix the problem.
Exactly. So I would say that, especially having these very much later on in life, you would want to, you know, count your blessings with your family, definitely. Look at the good. And also allow them to make their own mistakes. Try not to be judgmental. Just love them for who they are and not try to rush in and fix everything that's wrong with everybody. Otherwise, you know, you're just creating a lot more difficulties for yourself. That's where I see that sixth challenge going.
Wow.
That makes sense, right?
Definitely. Just recently I learned that my daughter is just going to be the way that she is, and I can't fix her life, and I have to accept the fact that she has her own life lessons, her own path that she has to follow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a difficult one. And rather than sit back, try to fix it, or try to browbeat her into doing it the right way, I have just been embracing her as the nomad child that she is. I never know where she's going to end up. And to just encourage her to do the best that she can. And it seems that since I started that the relationship has improved.
Right.
And it is so much more easier when you start to understand things like that.
Well, it sounds like you're well on your way to overcoming this particular challenge and understanding it. So
right.
Congratulations to you. So sounds like your soul's winning.
Well, the numbers have helped. I think that any kind of information that you can gain that is going to help you understand it, that everybody is different. Everyone has their own set of challenges in their life. I used to say there was, I have my own right and wrong, you have your own right and wrong, and whatever I say, well, my right and wrongs aren't your right and wrongs.
Uh-huh.
And maybe that was just the tip of the iceberg, but now I'm understanding more and more that each one of us have limitations in lessons.
Mm-hmm.
We can choose to keep on repeating those lessons,
mm-hmm,
until we get it right,
right,
or we can finally say, this hasn't worked in the past. The way I've handled this in the past hasn't worked, and choose a different way.
Right.
So I encourage anyone out there listening to really take a good look at numerology and the crystals, because it really is helpful in helping you understand and accept those people and perhaps accept yourself, which is most important.
Well, I might just hire you to do commercials for me. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Well,
I
good
appreciate
luck with your
that.
Technical difficulties, and I thoroughly enjoy the show.
Well, thank
and,
you.
And I hope you'll have Christy back so she can finish.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right. And by the way, Christy, I don't know if you're listening, but I hope you know that we lost you. They're having some problems with the phone lines, and I'm really sorry, because I'm sure everyone would have loved for you to have finished going through the numbers with us. But, you know, I'm going to have Christy back again. I promise everyone I'll bring her back, and we will finish this with Christy. So, Christy, you have a date down the road and in the future, okay? Now, what I was talking about with the numerology and with the challenges, you know, is trying to stress to you that, you know, you do have these things that are written in your chart. And what we think that success is perhaps money, love, career, fame. But our soul really doesn't judge success in that same way. The soul seeks to overcome fear or perhaps lack of self-worth, or possibly you might be working on insecurities in your life, or learning discipline even, or even just totally understanding and comprehending love, learning what compassion is, and things like that. That's the sort of things that are the challenges are about. It has to do with overcoming weaknesses and getting a better understanding on emotional things that are human conditions. The challenge numbers influence you at various times in your life. During the time that you're under a particular challenge number, you can have experience which might place you in the position to confront this weakness and to learn to overcome it. For example, you know, in the last caller's challenge number, you know, being a six, there would be a lot of interaction with, in closeness with family, with children, with brothers and sisters, parents, extended family. You know, there can be arguments, disagreements, a lot of things and a lot of issues having to do with that. That, and these circumstances come in during the time of the challenge to help that soul overcome that particular challenge. Like I mentioned before, some people have four different challenges. Others have only one challenge. They might have just one single number that repeats in all four different challenges. And there even are some people that have zero for a challenge number. And this is usually an indication of a very old soul whenever you find zero challenges in a chart. The zero challenge doesn't necessarily mean that there's no challenge present, but it's up to the soul whether what it wishes to take on. You know, it's almost like you kind of wrote this contract for your lifetime and you kind of left that option open, if you want to think of it that way, if you will. It gives the soul, reserves the decision for a later time to decide exactly what weakness it wants to work on, or it can choose to work on none. But this is the influences of the challenge numbers in your numerology chart, and it's derived from calculations using your date of birth. And the challenge numbers are really important to compare to the other numbers in your chart. You would really want to look at what numbers you're challenged with and look to see if it's in your core numbers, things that come from your life path number, your birthday number, the day that you were born, your expression, your heart's desire, your personality. You would really want to look to see where this number repeats in the chart, and you'd even want to look at your pinnacles. And what pinnacles are is those are specific duration of time where the life path is divided into four separate times in your life. You want to look to see if the pinnacle numbers might even match the challenge numbers. That could give you almost an exact time in your life where you're working out that particular challenge. So it's really interesting, but most importantly, it's very accurate information. The one thing that I've learned from doing all the numerology that I've done, and I've lost track of the number of clients and the number of charts that I've done, and the one thing that I am never cease to be amazed about is the complete accuracy of the information that's found in a numerology chart, whether it be in the challenge number or in any of the numbers. It's uncanny. It's so healing and so helpful to understand your life, why you're here, what you're here to do. It validates events in your life. It helps to validate things that happened in the past, and it also gives you something to look forward to in the future. It gives you a direction that you're going in. Numerology is very accurate with talents and abilities. It never ceases to amaze me when, you know, I do a chart and I know that I'm looking at a very creative person, very possibly a musician because of their numbers, the threes and the sixes. And by the end of the conversation, you know, I know that I'm talking to a musician because of the wonderful energy that they brought with them. Or perhaps I might be talking to someone that has a lot of humanitarian numbers, such as nines and sixes, someone who really wants to help others. And when I'm done, it's all said and done, and they begin to tell me about their lives, you know, I find that this is the fireman, or this is the person that volunteers for your hospice, or possibly has joined the Peace Corps at a certain time in their life. And certainly these energies have a great deal of influence on you. And to be able to learn what your energy is through your numerology, by being able to examine what your energy is, what talents you have, certainly your opportunities in life, your potential. You know, once you know who and what you are, you learn to accept who you are and love who you are. And stop trying to be something perhaps that you're not. You know, quite often we try to live up to other people's expectations. But numerology just really likes to point out to you just exactly who you are. And the only person that you have to be is you. And you're the only person that has to live up to your energy. And that's the beauty in numerology. That's the beauty in a numerology reading, is teaching you all about yourself and how to love yourself. So you know, as I said, you know, it's a shame that we lost Christy. I am just devastated that we lost her. Because, you know, using crystals to balance out your energy is a wonderful tool. It's a great
Allison?
Thing.
Hi. Hey, sweetie. It's Jan. I got cut off earlier before.
Oh, you did?
Yes, ma'am. And the producer wanted me to let you know that he does not have another live show afterwards, so if you would like to continue on, that you can.
Oh, great. Thank you. Well, now, did you want me to do your challenges?
Well, I've done my challenges with you on the cruise last year.
Oh, okay.
I'm really hoping you could tell me, according to the numbers, whether or not I'm going to find a job, since last month the numbers told me that I was going to lose my job.
Okay. All right. Let me see. Excuse me. Let me see if I can.
And
for those of you that are listening, Jan went on the Sea Angels cruise with us last year, had a reading on the cruise. You attended the workshops too, right, Jan?
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right. And you want to know when you're going to get a job. Okay. I'm going to have to kind of delve into your personal month a little bit here. So it's going to take me a little second. All right. Well, you're in a 5 year anyhow, which is all about sudden changes, okay? So I don't know if at the beginning of this year, you know, there was a lot of unexpected twists and turns, things that just, you know, out of the blue, you know, it's just kind of like a little bit of a roller coaster, or this year might have seemed like a lot of changes come to you, but definitely with time for change. I mean, you're on schedule, okay? 5 year means change. Get used to it. It's going to happen for the rest of the year for you. Let's see.
Oh, yeah, I would say there's a lot of changes going on.
Okay. Now, you're exactly how old? Oh, I should. Do you want to say how old you are? I can add it up. You don't have to, but.
43.
Okay. Well, you're in an 8 pinnacle at this time. And certainly expression is an 8. And, you know, it might very well be whenever you're in an 8 pinnacle, this is a time for power and mastery for you. Certainly should be a time where you come into your own as far as success, a career, even material wealth flowing into you. And it may be very possible that the job that you're in was limiting you in some way, or you're being redirected, because your pinnacle is really very good for finances and it's very good for a career. Now, you might not have a job and it doesn't seem that way, but you're going to be in that pinnacle until you're 47, so I would not lose hope just yet. Let me look at your months. I want to see where we're going with the months. What was last month for you, Jan? Was it do you recall?
For me, okay, we'll just see I was in a 2 personal months and a 5 personal year.
Right, so you're going into a 3. You're going into a 3. Well, definitely, not next month, but the month after, you're going to go back to work because you're going into a 4 month. Next month is actually meant to be kind of like a downtime. It should be social. It's a really good time to network and get yourself out there, promote yourself, talk to people, spread those resumes, and definitely get out there. But your 4 months coming up the month after that, you know, 4 means down to business, get to work, okay? So I would hold on July, August. I would hold on for August when you'll probably find yourself back at work. You're in a 4 essence anyhow. That means work, hard work. Whenever we're in a 4-year, 4 essence, it generally means that we're working more hours, harder, longer time, to accomplish things, definitely overtime, not a lot of time for leisure. And all this is the energy that you're in, especially coming in August. So I'd look for August for finding that job, and you keep me posted.
That actually all makes sense with what's going on, because we put the house up for sale, and we have 17 rooms to go through and clear out and
see,
get rid of. And
you should be grateful for this little respite, you know?
Oh, I know, but it's just nice getting up and going to work. I feel like I'm not accomplishing anything right now.
Well, selling a house and getting it in order is work. It may not be the kind of work that brings in a huge paycheck, but certainly is work. You are accomplishing something. You're moving this year?
We put the house up for sale. Lewis said do it, so
well,
we did
see?
It.
Now, see how beautifully you did that in a five-year? See, that people move in 5 years. So you're going to sell the house this year, too, while you're at it.
Oh, very good.
Okay,
that's
where are you moving
thing.
To?
We're not, actually. My father is ill, and we're going to, this sounds, I think I'm absolutely nuts, but we're going to get a fifth-wheel camper and put it in an RV park.
Oh,
so that I don't have a
to
house
him?
To take. So I don't have a house to take care of or land to take care of, and that
oh, okay.
way I can go take care of him.
Well, that's really wonderful of you. Well, good luck with that. Good luck with that.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And
okay,
remember
Dan.
The producer said that you could stay on an extra hour.
Oh, well, that was really nice of him, but I lost my guess, but I'll do my best, okay? Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
Nice talking
Bye-bye.
To you. All right, bye. Okay, I will stay on the line just a little bit longer in the event that anyone wants to call in. We are looking at your numerology. I am. Can quickly do some calculations for you, and I can look to see, you know, I can even do your life path and tell you what that is, what your birthday number is, look at your challenges and your pinnacles, even your personal year like I did for Jen. And I can, give you a little bit of direction and share a little bit of what your numerology chart does have to offer you. So if you're listening, you're more than welcome to call in to the studio and speak with me. The number is 1-877-876-5227. That's 1-877-876-5227. I also want to say that if you would like to get to read a little bit more about me, or if you would like to visit my website is www.visiblebynumbers.com. Hello? Hello? Sorry, I heard someone. Again, that website is www.visiblebynumbers.com. You can also email me from my website if you happen to have a numerology question that you would like answered. If you would like me to answer it on the air, I certainly would be happy to do so. Or I could even email you an answer back. So feel free to visit my website. You'll find my email address there and send me your questions. I'll be real happy to answer them. I know that when I was studying numerology, I had so many questions. And most often the books just simply were lacking in what I wanted to know. And sometimes it is just, I did speak to numerologists. I did ask those questions. And they mentored me. And I really feel, it's important to give back. And so if you've got some questions and you're studying numerology and you would just, like to speak to someone that has a little bit of experience, by all means, feel free to email me. So like I said, I'm going to stay online just for, a little bit longer to see if anybody wants to call in with their questions. Earlier, we were talking to Christy Huggins. She has a wonderful website called mooncavecrystals.com. You simply must go visit it. And Christy is just the person that I go to when I have a client that I think might benefit from crystal therapy, from perhaps, carrying around a few crystals to help balance out their energy. When I do their numerology chart, these things are shown in the chart. So I send them to Christy.
Hello?
And she just does job working with people to help them to choose the right crystal. She gives wonderful service. It's a great website. So again, that's mooncavecrystals.com. And Christy was also answering questions about the different challenges.
Hello?
Hello? Hi. Hi, this is Allison.
Yeah, I'm Oh, I can hear the thing talking. It's like it's delayed or something.
It might be delayed. Did you want me to look at your numbers a little bit?
Yes, please.
Okay. Hold on just 1 second. Give me a second, and I will be happy to do so.
Should I turn this thing down?
What is your first name, please?
Miriam.
Can you say that again?
Miriam.
Miriam. Okay. Hold on just 1 second. And what is your date of birth, Marion?
4/18/48.
48. Okay. It's going to take me just a minute to configure your a little bit of calculations, so you have to be patient with me. Have you been enjoying the show?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good. Good.
I
kind of hear some voices myself.
Okay, I may have to turn this thing down.
They are having a little bit of problems with the phone lines today, so we have to be patient today. Okay. Just give me a minute, and I'll take the calculation.
Okay.
Okay. Two more seconds.
Yeah, I'm also online. I want you to know that if you can hear me, that it's not the phone lines. The lady's got her computer on, and that's what's causing the problems.
Okay.
Can we turn it off?
Okay. You might want to back away from your computer, okay?
Okay, I just turned it off.
Alrighty. Alright.
I was trying to listen to myself.
All right, let's talk. Just so you gave me the birth date of April 18th, 1948, correct?
Correct.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay, great. So first of all, we're going to talk about your life path. You do have a great deal of creativity and also, you know, very good communication skills with this, the way that this life path, the double digits, before it becomes an A, but you are an A life path. So this tells me that you have like a natural ability to manage things, that you are very well organized type person, that you have, you know, you can see the big picture, but at the same time you can see the details in things. This is the life path of that more or less guarantees material abundance and material things flowing into your life. This is not always the case with an 8 life path. Sometimes there's a lot of bumps in the road, so to speak, along the way with an 8 life path. It certainly is a life path of instant karma, meaning what goes around for you comes around almost in this lifetime. So you really have to walk this very fine line of being a very spiritual person and very ethical, and at the same time trying to achieve the material and not making money too important. Does this make sense to you at all?
Yes.
Okay. So, and the one thing about eights is that they're very ambitious. They're very likely to succeed because they really do judge their life by achievements, which means that you definitely, when the day is all said and done, you kind of look back to see, what have I done today? What have I achieved? And you look back into your life to see what your accomplishments are. It's very important to keep an 8 challenge. You've always got to have something in front of an 8 to keep them motivated.
Yes.
but you're very, very much a survivor as well. And quite often with an 8 life path, there could be a lot of ups and downs. It's almost as though the universe and their infinite wisdom, in order to keep you on your toes, put these little roadblocks in your life, little things to overcome. Sometimes it can even have to do with finances, where you could actually go bankrupt and then end up fighting your way back into financial security again. Does that make sense to you, having bumps in the roads in your life?
Oh, yes.
Yes. So this is what this 8 life path is about. And really, the whole purpose of 8, the reason why people come in with this 8 is, you know, they're meant to achieve it, to reach a certain pinnacle of success in their lives. And because of their success, this is what feeds the other people. That's what gives other people jobs, because these people are so immensely successful that other people benefit because of their success. For you, it's not only important, you like to look, appear. Your appearance is very important to you. You like to appear successful as well. 8s for them, it's very, it's an important thing. And you're a very good judge of character as well. This is one of the gifts of 8. And you, when it comes to making money, anything having to do with finances, you're the go-to person, okay? You just have it's a gift. It's a natural gift, a natural ability to know how to make money. This is one of the promises with the 8. Now, your birthday number tells me that you also have a lot of compassion for your fellow man, that you're very much a humanitarian, that you not only are here to, you know, certainly make abundance, but you want to help other people. You want to make the world a better place. Does that make sense to you?
Very.
And you, this gives you compassion, you know, heartfelt feelings, and selfless service, meaning, you know, you're the type of person that would give to a charity, and you don't really need the recognition. It's just, you know, you don't need anybody to pat you on your back. It's selfless service. It's just doing good for others. And you're the first person to help out your weaker brothers and sisters with this humanitarian energy that comes in with your birthday. And you have a lot of artistic ability, too, that comes in with this birthday. I don't know if you've designed flowers, do something artistic, interior design, but certainly there's a lot of artistic ability, writing ability that comes in with this birthday number. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Challenges. Okay, we're going to look at the challenges just for a moment. And I'm going to tell you that your chart is one of those ones that indicate an old soul. Of course, I couldn't do your expression because I didn't take your full name on air. I just kind of looked at your birthday and your life path number. But it's telling me old soul here in your challenges, because your first two challenges in life are 5 and your last two challenges are 0. So it tells me that early on in life, specifically up until the age of 30 and then again from 30 to 39, you might have felt as though your life, you were on a little bit of a roller coaster, that life, there's a lot of changing circumstances in your life. There might have been a lot of travel going on for you, certainly change with jobs, relationships, even where you live, but it's kind of like being on a roller coaster early on in life. Does that make sense to you?
Very.
Okay, so you were right on schedule then, right?
Yeah.
So one of your biggest challenges, and this was very much early on in life, was like perhaps, I don't know if there was any, how would I put this? See, 5s have a tendency to be very much in tune to their 5 senses. And I don't know if there was any kind of addictive behavior as well, but that could have gone on early in life, even problems with communication as well. That would be something that has to do with a 5. But this is very early on in life, and it was meant for you to get over that, because later on in life, you really don't have challenges. Like right now, and anything after 39, you're under the 0 challenge. Now, what does that mean? What that means is that specifically, you didn't necessarily choose a number to challenge. Perhaps this is something that you choose once you're here in this lifetime, and you choose what you want to overcome. It's up to you. It's not written in your chart. It's not in the plan. And so later on in life, you can either sit back and relax, or you can try to elevate your soul's vibration, your soul's consciousness, by choosing more challenges. It's entirely a conscious decision on your part at this point in your life. Okay. Now, I'm looking at your pentacles, and so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to talk a little bit about your pentacles. This is more information that I can get from your date of birth. I see that 5 challenge that says early on in life there's a lot of changes going on, but I see that there's certainly a lot of whether it's financial or limitation or rules or regulations that perhaps you were struggling against early on in life, because there's a lot of limitation around you up until the age of 37 or so, where perhaps, you know, disciplinarian type parents or could even be, you know, if you were a guy, I'd say military school, could be parochial school. But there was a lot of rules and regulations around you and financial limitations. Does that make sense to you?
Very much.
Okay. So did you struggle against them? That's that five challenge, trying to fight to gain your freedom?
Yes.
Oh, I see. So there's a big struggle going on. Okay.
Yes.
Well, that makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
I mean, even after 39.
Excuse me?
Even after 39.
Oh, even after. Well, see, you have those zero challenges. I see your last two pentacles are eight. So, you know, achievement, being able to achieve things, certainly is well within your grasp. You know, financial abundance, even material wealth flowing to you. And sometimes this is not always the case with eights. You don't have to tell me, but do you feel that you're the exact opposite of that, that you're having financial problems, or do you feel as though you're dealing with abundance at this time in your life?
A little both.
A little bit of both. Okay. All right. Because sometimes people have a negative attitude towards money, and this can actually repel money from them and repel abundance. They feel that they're not worthy. They have confidence issues. And this can really work against an eight and actually create the actual opposite. And certainly ethics have really come into play with anyone with an eight life path, because you really have to walk that line of always choosing the high ground and being ethical. So that's definitely what it's talking about. Now, you're in a personal year, this year of a three. So this year for you, you know, anything that you do having to do with creativity, expressing yourself, mm-hmm. anything having to do with communication and words, public speaking, certainly just plain being social, going out, being with people, with your friends and socializing, this is a very good year for that for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right? So, do you have any questions? Does that sound like you?
It does. Does it show anything I'm ready for a big move?
You're ready to move?
Yes, a big move.
You're ready for a big move?
Yes.
Well, you're in a 3 year. Next year, I see, is you're going into this 4 year. Let me see what your personal months are. If you're going to move, I see that happening. Well, I see what's going on. You're in the middle of endings in this month. You're in a 9 personal month, okay? So this whole month for you has felt a lot like cleaning house.
Yeah.
Probably has felt like you're ending things. You're kind of like finishing up stuff.
Yes.
And next month is a one month for you. So new beginnings next month. So you're on schedule with that, too, if you're in the middle of a move.
Yes.
Now, have you sold your property or have you already made these arrangements?
Since last night, yes.
Okay, since last night?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, well, good. Well, all right then, you're on schedule because July is all brand new stuff for you. And this month is all about completion. It's, you know, finishing up the final details, that sort of thing. Okay?
Uh-huh.
All right, so you're on schedule. But anyhow, next year for you is a 4, so you might find yourself, you know, working pretty hard. Big changes come up for you in 2008 with your career or with whatever it is you're doing, whether it's retirement or whatever you're doing. 2008 for you is a big year for a lot of changes coming for you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
It was a pleasure talking to you, Marion. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Right. Okay. So anyhow, for those of you that have been listening, that's how you would, you know, just from the date of birth, that's the kind of information that you could get from that very simple, the day that you were born. The one thing I really want to make perfectly clear to everyone is a numerology chart is so much more than those numbers. The name itself is actually, it's like your autobiography. It tells so much information about you, where you want to go in life, what you want to achieve, what your dreams are, why you dream the dreams you dream. And so we don't want to discount all the other tremendous amount of information that's found in a full numerology reading, but certainly just the date of birth can tell you just a great deal of information about a person. Now, I would love to stay on the line and talk up for the next half an hour, but Pennsylvania has different plans. We've got quite a thunderstorm rolling in right now, and so I am going to have to leave. But I really thank everyone so much for listening today, despite all of our little problems with the phone lines. If you would like to read about me or my work, you're more than welcome to visit www.visiblebynumbers.com. And also, be sure to check out Christy's website, mooncavecrystals.com. And again, I apologize for losing Christy today. We will have her back again, I promise. I mean, I know that she's got some really important things to share with us. So thank you so much for joining me on Visible by Numbers, and I hope to see you again, same time, next week. Thank you, and goodbye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program. And we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.